This podcast is brought to you by My Own Emotional Workouts for Your Well-Being Training Program. If you have no idea what that is, no worries. It's basically like a personalized workout program. But instead of doing 100 squats, you're working out your mind, your well-being, and your emotions. Think workouts, but for your well-being, backed by thousands of years worth of philosophy. When I was starting out in life, I would have benefited so much by having someone like Rumi or Plato or Aristotle to just be there by my side and coach me so I could design a life that was meant for me. Unfortunately, that's not available. Emotional workouts are the closest thing to just that. As you navigate through your life, emotional workouts remove all that stuff that gets in the way when you're trying to make those tough life choices. You can check it out at emotionalworkouts.com. Again, it's emotionalworkouts.com. Okay, on to the show. Welcome to this week's episode. Today, I'm going to talk to you about somebody I'm obsessed with. I've become obsessed for the last couple of years, Krishnamurti, Freedom from the Known. I can't get enough of this book. I don't know what it is, but I wanted to share a little bit with you. Krishnamurti goes through all the reasons that we are struggling and have fears and how we live our life with all sorts of constraints on who we are. And deep into his book, he talks about freedom is a state of mind. And I want to read to you this one quote. See if you can look at yourself without any tremor, any false modesty, any fear, any justification or condemnation. Just live with yourself as you actually are. So he goes on to say, it's only when you live with something intimately that you begin to understand it. But the moment you get used to it, get used to your own anxiety or envy or whatever it is, you are no longer living with it. If you live by a river, after a few days, you do not hear the sounds of the water anymore. Or if you have a picture in a room which you see every day, you lose it after a week. It is the same with the mountains, the valleys, the trees. It's the same with your family, your husband, or your wife. But to live with something like jealousy, envy, or anxiety, you must never get used to it, never accept it. I love this so much because I feel as if this is the core of the message that I feel inspired to bring out to people on a regular basis. Why have we gotten used to anxieties, jealousies, depression, frustrations? We live with these things as if there's no other option. Krishnamurti is telling us that this is why we don't have freedom, because freedom is a state of mind. What if it was possible to be free of the sense of insecurity within oneself, with fears, right? This is the center of the work that I'm bringing out on a regular basis with the emotional workouts. Every day, if you wake up, you brush your hair, you brush your teeth, you take a shower, you worry about what you wear, and then we say, well, I just don't have time to deal with my emotional states. It's fine the way it is. We could also say it's fine the way we smell if we haven't showered for a long time, but we don't do that. We've gotten used to the discomfort, as Krishnamurti so beautifully points out, but it doesn't bring any happiness. You want to care for yourself. You want to learn how to move past the emotional obstacles that are in your way. So you don't get used to envy and fear and living with this discomfort, so you can look in the mirror and you can actually like what you see. I hope you enjoyed hearing a little bit of Krishnamurti. I think he's incredible. You can check him out, Freedom from the Known. If you like what you hear, hop over to iTunes, hit subscribe, and leave a review. Thanks so much. Every little bit counts.